6808.
The death toll in the Syrian civil war is approaching 20,000. More from Middle East correspondent Mark Levy in Cairo.
July is shaping up as the bloodiest month yet in 17 months of fighting, with nearly 3,000 dead. The overall death toll in the civil war approaching 20,000. It's a reflection of the military nature of the conflict. It started out as a popular uprising, but morphed into an armed conflict after the regime of President Bashar Assad used brutal force to put down protests. It hasn't worked in his favor this month. Emboldened rebels have hit Damascus and Aleppo and taken over border crossings. Mark Levy, Cairo.
A 39-year-old house guest has been charged in the murder of a suburban Detroit couple who'd been hosting him. According to the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office, Roger Bowling faces two counts of first-degree murder, mutilation of a body, and having a firearm in a felony. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
If you're like me, every time you see an ad on TV about feeding hungry children, it touches your heart. You know children are starving. You want to do something, but things are pretty tough here right now. Go to USAGoodness.com and find out how you could help feed hungry children while earning extra money to meet the needs of your own family. How great is that? I'm Andy Willoughby, and we'll show you how to be a social entrepreneur. Go to USAGoodness.com or call 800-301-6177, 800-301-6177.
President Barack Obama has added Aurora, Colorado to his busy campaign schedule. Washington correspondent Connie Lawn has the details.
President Obama starts his day on Sunday with a visit to Aurora, Colorado. He meets with families and friends of the shooting victims and talks with officials. He has already made several comments about the tragedy. Strictly speaking, this is not a campaign stop, but Colorado is an important swing state. Later Sunday, the president flies to San Francisco. He resumes his campaign fundraising Monday and Tuesday. Connie Lawn, IRN USA News, Washington.
Homosexuals are now allowed to wear military uniforms at gay pride events. IRN USA News correspondent John Russell tells us more.
It has long been the policy of the U.S. military that service personnel not attend partisan events in uniform. For example, it would not be appropriate to appear in uniform at an event promoting a commercial interest or to a political rally. However, it would probably be acceptable to attend a patriotic event such as a 4th of July parade. There's been a change, however. Senior military officials are allowing military personnel to wear their uniforms at events promoting homosexuality. In one instance, high-ranking Air Force officers sanctioned an active-duty uniformed group to attend a homosexual pride event in San Diego.
With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-516-7457 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-516-7457. That's 800-516-7457.
Welcome to Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. On a recent show, we discussed animal law with one of the pioneers in the field, Joyce Tischler. And one of the topics we discussed was legal action against Cal Cruz Hatchery in California. Now, the result of this work is that the hatchery is closed. The evidence in this case, video of illegal cruelty at the hatchery, was supplied by the group Compassion Over Killing. Today we're going to be hearing about the undercover videotape in this case and in others with the executive director of Compassion Over Killing, Erica Meyer. Now later in the show, it's Salamander Talk with Matt Ellerbeck. Do you know the difference between a salamander, a newt, and a lizard? And what's a mud puppy? Well, stay tuned for that. But first, I'm very pleased to welcome Eric Meyer with Compassion Over Killing. Compassion Over Killing is a nonprofit animal advocacy organization headquartered in Washington, D.C., working to end animal abuse. Welcome to the program, Erica.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be on your show.
Okay, so let's start with one of your recent big victories, the closure of a hatchery in California. Erica, how did you obtain the video, and what did it show?
This video, thank you so much for talking about this really important case. This video was obtained through an undercover investigation. We sent an undercover investigator to get a job inside Cal Cruz Hatcheries, and he worked there for a bit, and while he was there, he wore a hidden camera and documented the abuses that these hatchlings endured on a routine basis. At the time, the hatchery was hatching ducks as well as primarily chickens destined for the meat industry. And it was a terrible sight for the investigator to witness, but he brought back the footage, and we were horrified and turned the evidence over to local authorities right away.
So, Erica, obviously there's cruelty that happens in these hatcheries. We all know that, but we're talking illegal cruelty that he videotaped.
Well, what he documented shows the conditions that are forced upon chicks on average in a hatchery. I mean, these are pretty standard operating procedures for hatcheries. The birds are they're in incubators for weeks, and they come out of these incubators. They're picked up and thrown into buckets where they're then tossed onto an eggshell sort of disposal system where they're sorted mechanically from the eggshells. And then they go through a system where they're, counted and sorted and processed. And in all of this, these birds are very roughly handled. These are, literally day-old chicks. They're very roughly handled. A lot of them are sick or they're weak, and they get set aside. They endure severe injuries on the machinery, their legs, their wings, their skin. Their feathers get caught in the machinery. Some of them die. Some of them have the skin ripped off of them. They have limbs ripped off of them. And these birds who become injured oftentimes are pulled out of the processing system, and they're just set aside in these buckets for hours on end, denied veterinary care. Some of them are falling on the floor. The investigator documented, just the mangled birds caught up in the system, and it's just, these dead hatchlings just getting caught up in the machinery, and then at the end of the day, some birds are shipped out to grow out facilities, and the sick or injured birds are literally dumped down a trash disposal system where the eggshells went earlier in the day. And that's what he documented. And the challenge with this case was that in most states, farmed animals are exempted from standard animal protection laws. And I'm sure, as Joyce explained a lot of this as well on your show last time, in California, animals raised for food are not exempted from the state animal protection laws. And so what makes this situation a little different from other investigations that happen across the country is that California protects farmed animals equally as it does dogs and cats. So the same laws apply. If you saw something like this happening to a dog or cat, the same laws apply to these animals raised inside these factory facilities.
So the hatchery was ultimately closed. Did anything else happen? Did the owner of the hatchery, was he charged?
The evidence was turned over. When the investigation was conducted, the evidence was turned over. So there is more good news. I mean, the hatchery closing is the best news that we could ask for sure.
Right.
This is the end of the animal suffering inside this facility, and no other birds will go through this this facility and end up on grow-out farms for their meat, or they won't become sick or injured. But another step along the way before the hatchery ended up closing is that when we did turn over the evidence to local law enforcement, there was a humane officer that was compelled by the video footage that he ended up conducting a follow-up investigation of his own. And through his investigation that he conducted, he's with the Santa Cruz Animal Authorities Services, he ended up impounding about 88 birds that day when he went and did his investigation. And a lot of those, a lot of the birds he impounded, unfortunately, were very sick and very weak, and they didn't end up surviving. But dozens of them did survive, and they found new homes through Farm Sanctuary. They were taken in by Farm Sanctuary when they were healthy enough, and since then, Farm Sanctuary has adopted many out into permanent homes, and they still have some at their own sanctuary in California. So 88 birds were taken out, and about 40 or so were are now, you know, they were given a second chance at life. And
yeah.
So that's really exciting to see. They're beautiful photos that some of them we have on our website, and some of them Farm Sanctuary has, and it's just these happy and it's really beautiful to see that.
That's great. Erica, so Compassion Over Killing was born in 1995 through the work of a then 16-year-old Paul Shapiro. So how did that come about, and what is Paul's role in Compassion Over Killing now?
Well, Paul is no longer involved in Compassion Over Killing. He works at the Humane Society of the United States on factory farming issues there. We collaborate on different things when it comes up with Humane Society in general. But it was born out of his interest as a high school student to work on issues that he cared deeply about, and he became involved in animal issues at a young age. And so he, in high school, decided to form an organization on campus, on his high school campus, to engage with other students on these issues. And after graduating high school, he continued growing the organization. And, there were just so many people who seemed interested in joining his efforts that it became a fully-fledged nonprofit organization with its first employee in 2001. That was Paul Shapiro. And it has since just continued to grow.
Erica, what is Compassion Over Killing trying to accomplish? What's your mission?
Our goal is to end animal suffering, and we think one of the most effective ways we can do that is to target where the suffering is taking place, and that overwhelmingly is on factory farms and inside slaughterhouses. So we work to expose the truth of where our food is coming from, how these animals are treated, and to empower people to make kinder choices.
Very good. And I know one type of campaign you seem to like is to ask food suppliers or restaurants to take some action. For instance, you've been speaking to Subway restaurants recently. Tell us about that.
Yeah, one of our main goals in encouraging people to make kinder and more compassionate choices is to ensure that these options are readily available in the marketplace, making it easier for vegetarians and vegans to find options, so that they can stay vegan and it'll be easier for them, and also just to plant the seed of compassion for other consumers going into a mainstream restaurant or grocery store. They're going to see these options, and it'll become easier for them to make those choices when they're ready to, and it'll plant that seed of compassion. So we work with restaurants all over the D.C. area. Sometimes they even contact us at this point saying, we want to have, offer vegan options. What do we do? What do you suggest? And we are now working with major corporations, like you mentioned, Subway. Subway is the largest restaurant chain in the world. There are more Subway stores than there are McDonald's. And so they tout, their healthy food, eating fresh. And so we've been pushing them through a campaign we call WeLoveSubway.com. And the tagline of that website is, and we want to make it better. And the goal is to encourage this, massive fast food restaurant chain to offer a substantial protein-packed vegan option. And the company actually started testing three vegan sandwiches in the D.C. market in select stores in mid-June. It was so successful. They've actually, most of the stores have completely sold out by now. And they're just waiting to hear back from headquarters what to do. It was just incredibly popular, and local press picked up on it, national press picked up on it, and the company just got a lot of attention for doing this, and we're hoping that this will become a nationwide success soon. We are really hoping that consumers will be so interested in learning more about this and getting Subway to take action. They'll go to our website, welovesubway.com, where you can post a comment on the website encouraging the company to add vegan options, and that comment will be forwarded to the headquarters.
Oh, that's so great. That's so great. We're talking to Erica Meyer. And she is with Compassion Over Killing. She just mentioned that about their Subway campaign. Visit them. WeLoveSubway.com. That's great. Don't go away. We're going to continue this discussion right after the break. I'm Dr. Lori Kirschner.
That's the sound of a dog whose vocal cords were cut just to stifle her voice. It's called devocalization, and it's done to cats as well. Devocalized animals rasp and wheeze, cough and gag the rest of their lives. Some are rendered mute. And for what? So a commercial or hobby breeder can keep many animals without having to listen to them. So show dogs will be quiet in transit between shows or in the ring. So an irresponsible pet owner can leave a dog alone for hours every day. Animals Today joins with Coalition to Protect and Rescue Pets in saying shame on anyone who would have a dog or cat devocalized, and shame on the vets who perform this inhumane, unnecessary surgery for them. Please speak out against devocalization of dogs and cats. Use your voice. Protect theirs. This message is sponsored by Desert Paws. Visit them at desertpaws.org.
There's no getting around it. The great outdoors isn't so great for your cat. From speeding cars to toxic lawn chemicals, coyotes to cruel humans, cats are no match for the dangers of today's world. The good news is animal behaviorists say cats don't need to go outside to be happy. Your family will be happier and much healthier, too, without the ticks, fleas, diseases, and the dead critters that outdoor cats bring their owners. And you'll never have to explain to a sobbing child who or what hurt her pet or why he hasn't come home. For starters, don't let your kitten out. He won't miss what he doesn't know. But even adult cats can adapt to life indoors. The key is to provide attention, exercise, and a stimulating environment. Play with your cat. You can hide toys around the house, too. Just make sure there are no detachable parts that can be swallowed. Is he still wanting to get out? Consult an animal behaviorist for more tips. Animals Today urges you, don't give up. Right now, today, you can protect your cat from becoming a tragic statistic. Tomorrow may be too late.
This message is brought to you by Desert Paws. Visit us at desertpaws.org.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG for as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.75%. APR 3.98%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.75%, APR 3.98%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at QuickenLoans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Welcome back to Animals Today. I'm Dr. Lori Kirschner. We're speaking to Erica Meyer with Compassion Over Killing. Now, Erica, there's another company we might as well mention, and that is Qurn, spelled Q-U-O-R-N. Tell us who they are and where are they selling that has you guys so excited?
Great, yeah. Korn is a UK-based company, and it is one of the top-selling all-vegetarian food companies. And they have been around for quite a while, and everything they offer is 100% meatless, but it also all has eggs. And so a couple of years ago, after we worked with other companies like Morningstar Farms and Lightlife and Boca Foods, which Boca Foods took eggs out of all of their products after we spoke with them, we decided to approach Korn and say, you know, look, the U.S. market is increasingly looking for egg-free options, vegan products, and you offer no vegan products right now. Will you consider expanding your line? And after working with them, they made a commitment on two really important levels. And the first commitment is that they decided they're going to try very hard to come up with a vegan product, which we're so excited to announce that they did at the end of last year. They introduced their first ever all-vegan product in the U.S. market. It was so popular and so successful that they're now expanding that product line into the U.K. market, and they're right now committed to developing a new product, a new vegan product in the U.K. Then I don't know when that will come out, but we'll announce it as soon as we hear back from the company, but they've made that commitment. And on another really important front, the company committed to using fewer eggs overall in all of its products that they offer in the U.S. And so each year the company is using 3.5 million fewer eggs than they were using before we contacted them. And that means that 14,000 fewer laying hens are suffering on factory farms as a result of that, which is really significant for company's decision.
Yeah, that's really great, Erica. And I should add, Peter, our co-host and producer and husband and better half and whatever, he told me that he emailed Subway and requested that they resume serving vegan options, and he also contacted Trader Joe's and asked them to stock the Korn egg-free vegan burgers. Now, Erica, you don't have any financial relationships with food suppliers or restaurants, right?
No, we don't. We work with them on just our goal is to get vegan options in the marketplace and reduce animal suffering. There's no financial connections.
Now, there's a dairy price-fixing scheme you're exposing through a class-action lawsuit. Can you quickly explain the suit against cooperatives working together?
Yeah, this is a great case. This is an exposure. We uncovered information that we turned over to a class-action law firm that is actually handling the case. So we uncovered it, but we're not leading the charge in the legal realm. But the case involves information we uncovered that showed the dairy industry was working on, they had what we're calling a price-fixing scheme where they actually paid out small farmers to kill off young dairy cows. And what this essentially did is it ended up reducing the supply of milk because they're reducing the herd overall in the U.S. So the goal on their end was to reduce the number of cows producing milk, which meant the milk supply is smaller and thereby driving up the prices in the marketplace. And so we're alleging that this was an illegal price-fixing scheme because cooperative working together is sort of a collection of different companies, and that they worked together on controlling the market price of milk. And it ended up through the program, killing 500,000 young dairy cows.
Yeah. Where does that suit stand now, and how much money is at stake?
This is a $9.5 billion price-fixing scheme that we're alleging and the lawsuit alleges. And the case is still pending. It's going to probably be, because it's class action, it'll probably be a while before we have any updates.
Yeah.
But you can find out more information on our website under our campaign section of COK.net. And I don't know for sure. I'm not involved directly in the case. As I said, we turned it over to a law firm. But because it's class action, people who have purchased or consumed milk in a certain time period, I think it's from 2003 or 4 until 2010, can join the lawsuit, this class action lawsuit. But it is a lot of money at stake, a lot of money that the dairy industry brought in through a potentially illegal system that they developed.
Wow. Erica, you have a new web ad, and I think it's very effective. It's titled A Side of Truth. Let's play that now.
Great.
What if we were served a side of truth?
I'll take a super bacon egg and cheese sandwich.
Okay, that'll be meat from a pig who can't even turn around, an egg from a bird kept in a cage so small she can't spread her wings, and the milk of a cow whose calf is taken at birth to make veal. Ma'am? Hello?
Erica, I love that ad. Why did you produce this spot, and what is the reaction to it?
Well, you know, the spot itself exposes, it's a television commercial technically, so you can watch it on our website, and it shows factory farming footage. It's, the goal is to let people know that when they're ordering meat, milk, and eggs, they're supporting cruel industries that are treating animals like meat, milk, and egg-producing machines. And we created it as an advocacy tool. It directs people to our website, tribeedge.com, where they can get a lot more information about the benefits of not eating animals. And the reaction is phenomenal. I mean, people see this ad, and we've been running, we've run this ad on MTV stations, Animal Planet, and Comedy Central nationwide. This past January, we also ran the ad on Hulu.com, and it generates so much feedback. We do get love and hate mail, we call it. Some people outraged by the commercial, alleging none of it's true, and so we guide them through, you know, undercover footage that indicates, you know, that otherwise that it is in fact very true. And then we get a lot of mail from people, and this is probably most exciting, is from people saying how it changed their dietary choices. It really opened up their eyes, and they're thanking us for exposing the truth. So it's a really powerful campaign, and it's so cost effective, just pennies per view, and it really makes a difference.
Yeah, Erica, we only have a few seconds left. Excuse me. One thing we found is that many people who claim to be interested in the environment or even environmentalists, they don't really think about their diets. We know how damaging to the environment the production of meat and dairy is. Should environmentalists be vegan, and where do you think the disconnect is?
Well, I think there's no doubt. There's no possible way to doubt that raising animals for food is causing significant harm in our environment. It's considered one of the leading causes of pollution and resource depletion, and even the United Nations is suggesting that we need to take urgent action on this matter right away. I strongly believe that from an individual level, it's certain that if we are trying to protect the environment, the most effective thing that we can do individually is to simply stay away from animal products and from factory farming systems. I think that more people are recognizing this, and that the disconnect, I'm not sure where it comes from. I think we just need to get that information out there more than we're doing so right now.
We're speaking to Erica Meyer. Thank you so much. She's with Compassion Over Killing. Erica, quickly, tell us your websites.
COK.net.
Very good. COK.net. Erica, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure, Lori.
Don't go away. We're going to learn all about salamanders and how they're threatened right after the break.
Is with the corporal, she is tied against the tree. She doesn't mind the language, it's the beating she don't need. She lets loose all the horses when the...
So you and your family have decided to get a dog or cat. We think that's great, and we want to remind you to adopt your next pet instead of buying. That's because there are so many lovable, adoptable dogs and cats waiting to go home that it just doesn't make sense to buy a pet from a breeder or pet store. And tragically, 50 to 70% of all animals that enter shelters are euthanized. That's millions per year. So when you adopt your pet from a shelter, most likely you really are saving a life. Did you know that most dogs sold in pet stores come from puppy mills, crowded, inhumane breeding facilities that exist simply for the profit of their owners? Did you ever consider that dog breeders are in business mainly to create and sell animals? Buying animals just makes pet overpopulation worse because it perpetuates unneeded breeding and takes away chances to live from sheltered animals. Even if you want a particular breed, you should still visit a shelter because 20 to 25% of animals housed in shelters are purebred. Or contact an animal rescue group that works with the breed you like. With not much effort, you can usually find your perfect companion. So remember, adopt and save a life. It'll give you a nice, warm, and furry feeling. This message is from Desert Paws. Visit us at desertpaws.org.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelite, you get more.
every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yorgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, guys. Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-516-7457 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-516-7457. That's 800-516-7457. Again, 800-516-7457. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Great news for back to school. Right now, get one Samsung Epic 4G Touch, Sprint's most popular Android phone, for $99.99 after $50 mail-in rebate, and get one free. Plus, Sprint is the only network with truly unlimited data, text, and calling to any mobile while on the Sprint network. And there's no data throttling, metering, or overages. Visit Sprint.com/EpicTouch or a Sprint store. Ends 8/18. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Requires new line activation or eligible upgrade on select plans. Both lines subject to 2-year agreement. $36 activation. Up to $350 early termination fee, credit approval, and deposit. Prohibited network use and restrictions apply.
Find the car you've been dreaming of with Chevy's Love It or Return It guarantee. If you don't love your car, you can return it. Stop into your local Chevy dealer today. Go to ChevyConfidence.com for full details and restrictions. Purchase a 2012 vehicle by September 4th. Not available with some other offers.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts. StopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the show. I would like to welcome right now a real advocate for animals, Matt Ellerbeck. Matt is also known as the Snake Man. And if you go to the Animals Today archives, and that's on our website, animalstodayradio.com, you can find a few shows about snakes with Matt. But today, the stars of the show are salamanders. Hey, Matt.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm great. Matt, I have an image of a salamander in my mind, but I'm not sure if I could explain what makes a salamander. Tell us.
Well, a salamander is its own group of animals. A lot of people think that they're actually a type of lizard, which is not correct. They're actually not reptiles at all. They're amphibians. So salamanders, unlike lizards, have soft, sort of wet and moist skins. They're not covered in scales. And they don't have claws. So they're not reptiles. They're more closely related to frogs and toads. And if you look at one, the salamander's facial features and his eyes are quite frog-like. So they kind of look like they're a cross between a frog and a lizard, but they are not lizards. They're their own distinct group of animals.
And what is a newt and what is a mud puppy?
Well, names like newt and mud puppy and water dog are names for certain types of salamanders that are generally more aquatic. So the newts are more aquatic types of salamanders. So there are exceptions, like with most things in nature. So there are newts that do spend a lot of time on land as well. So a newt is just a specific type of salamander, just like we use the word toad to describe certain species of frogs that are usually found on land, and tortoise to describe certain turtle species that live on land. Newt is a name that we give to certain salamander species.
Now, Matt, you are a strong conservationist. What are the threats to salamanders now?
Well, one of the big threats they face is habitat loss. So I want listeners to imagine if they came home and found their house was bulldozed to the ground and they had no family and no friends left in the area and no resources to work with, how much, you know, that would be a traumatic, horrifying experience to endure. And that's literally what we're doing to these animals. We're cutting down forests and woodlands and draining wetlands so we can put up our construction sites and our developments. And when we do that, we're literally taking the salamander's home away from them. Now, where habitat does still exist, it's usually been altered by roads that now run through it or by settlements that are close by. And salamanders, their skin is kind of like a sponge. It's very absorbent to things around it. So when humans move in with their oils and gasoline and pesticides and other chemicals, those can really, really harm salamanders. Those chemicals can kill the animals, and they can lower their reproductive output, and they can even cause mutations to occur in the offspring that do manage to survive. So those are the two big threats, habitat destruction and then us degrading and altering what habitat is left by roads and chemicals and things that obviously add additional threats into them. They also are harvested from the wild sometimes for food, which might sound odd to some people, but salamanders like the axolotl salamanders are commonly consumed in Mexico, just like in Japan, the giant Japanese salamanders are commonly consumed. So although we know a lot about animal issues where other animals are being killed for food, this does happen to salamanders as well.
Now, Matt, on one website I saw that you can buy a fire salamander for $39.99 and an alpine salamander is priced at about $400. How large is the pet trade in salamanders, and how damaging is it to their continued existence?
Well, the wild-caught pet trade is extremely destructive because what happens is we talked about some of the threats these animals face, and then you have additional animals being harvested and taken out of the wild, which is extremely damaging. And it's estimated that 20 million, and that's a staggering number, wild-caught amphibians are sold in the United States alone. So that's just one country in the entire world. So the reptile and amphibian pet trade is very, very popular nowadays, and salamanders do, make up a large portion of that. Now, they might not be as exploited as much as some other reptiles and amphibians, but it certainly is very significant, and with all the other threats that they face, it's not something that their populations can really sustain. Now, even ones that are bred in captivity, so they're not harming the wild populations, the problem is a lot of people who buy these pets do so on a whim. They don't really think about what they're getting into, and sadly, a lot of salamanders and newts that are sold as pets end up in homes that are not equipped to give them proper care, and then they die of neglect and improper treatment. So, you know, the pet trade is very cruel, both from a conservation point of view and from an animal cruelty and exploitation point of view. So it's very bad for salamanders.
Yeah, and Matt, what are you doing to help these cute critters, and what can people do to learn more about salamanders and help them?
Well, what I'm doing currently is outreach. So I've been doing a lot of presentations and lectures and appearances at kids clubs and schools and parks. Tomorrow I'm going to be speaking at national parks just, you know, to raise awareness of the issues that salamanders are facing and then to encourage people to hopefully learn what they can do to help out. So for listeners that do care about animals, I want you to hopefully apply that feeling to salamanders as well, because they are vertebrate creatures, just like dogs and cats. They can breathe air and bleed blood and feel pain and suffering. And if you want to learn what you can do to help out, please visit me at SaveTheSalamanders.com. There's a page on there called How You Can Help, filled with simple information on what you can do to help aid in the recovery of these animals.
So SaveTheSalamander.com. This is Matt Ellerbeck. He's known as the Snake Man. Matt, can we also call you the Salamander Man?
Absolutely. I mean, I've been called all sorts of crittery names, which, you know, to me is a huge compliment. I mean, I've always loved all animals, but obviously I have a soft spot for the, you know, more misunderstood creatures of the world. So anything like that is a huge compliment to me.
So Matt, remind us, how did you get involved in these animals, the snakes and the salamanders and all that? Tell us the story.
When I was a little kid, I grew up in a city just outside of Toronto, Ontario, so it was quite an urbanized area. But I used to spend my summers with my grandparents, and when I would go out hiking and camping and into the woods and swamps, I would encounter, you know, snakes and salamanders and newts and turtles and frogs. So these are something that I grew up with, and that, you know, was a highlight of my summers, to see these interesting animals out in the wild. And as I got older, and I learned about some of the cruelty and conservation concerns that were affecting these animals, you know, it was something that really concerned me. And in 2004, I worked with my local conservation authority and their educational coordinator, and we developed an outreach program, and I've been educating people about conservation ever since. It's been around 10 years now that I've been doing this sort of professionally, but, you know, it's been a lifelong passion of mine, have been these animals. So, and I can actually remember, you know, being very, very young and finding a red eft, which is a kind of newt, just behind my grandparents' cottage, and, you know, being all enthralled by this, you know, cute little animal and interesting animal. And I remember another time visiting my aunt when I was very young and going outside after a rainstorm and finding a blue-spotted salamander. So it's funny that, you know, what these, all these encounters that I've had with these animals, even years later, have always stuck out in my mind, and they're still very vivid in my memory. So even at that age, you know, those things, those memories and those moments absorbed into my, you know, being from a very, very early age, and, you know, haven't gone away. So I think it's just a testament of how much I really do care about these animals.
It sure is. And, you know, there's so many groups and rescue organizations and nonprofits that really try to help the companion animals, and we have the farm animals and wild animals, but there's we need them, because they need our help. But there's not too many that really focus on the animals that you focus on. So that's really wonderful.
Well, thank you.
So Matt Ellerbeck, that's SaveTheSalamanders.com. Please visit it. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you so much for having me. As always, it's been a huge pleasure and a privilege.
Oh, thanks for your great work. Bye-bye.
What a great, great guy.
Yes. Yeah. So great.
Yeah. And I mean, this is a true conservationist, like you mentioned. He really has devoted his entire life to educating, and that's so effective. You go to a website, you see him in front of, you know, throngs of kids, and they're just so focused on him, and he's just the pure real deal.
He is. He's active. He goes out himself. He's not just sitting by his computer asking people for money. He's really a doer.
And he's not selling products.
No, I know.
Well, I think, you know, like, you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Okay, so we have some great news items coming up after the break.
You bet.
Okie dokie.
A lot of things happening.
Okay, so don't go away. This is Animals Today.
Did you know that there's a huge problem with pet overpopulation? There are so many unwanted dogs and cats that sadly millions of wonderful pets are euthanized every year in shelters because there's just nowhere for them to go. Consider that one female dog and her offspring can produce more than 50,000 puppies in just 6 years, and that a female cat and her kittens can produce more than 400,000 cats in 7 years. Now, everybody loves a cute puppy or a playful kitten, but there simply are not enough people to care for all the animals. If you let your animal have a litter, even just one, then these kittens and puppies can go on to produce more offspring themselves. We can all help reduce this problem by spaying or neutering our animals animals as soon as we obtain them. That's what responsible pet owners do. Ask your veterinarian about the procedure. You'll also learn that spaying and neutering can allow your pet to live a longer, healthier life by reducing the chances of certain cancers. There are other benefits too. Fixed animals are less likely to bite, fight, roam, or run away. Neutered cats are less likely to mark their territory. And because they do not go into heat cycles, they are less likely to cry continuously or to attract unwanted animals. So make sure to spay or neuter your pets right away and tell your friends and relatives about how we can all help make pet euthanasia a thing of the past. This message presented by Desert Paws. Visit us at desertpaws.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now, 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-215-1727, 800-215-1727, 800-215-1727.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories, many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now, and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140.
Population and inflation and starvation and the crazy politicians. I don't feel safe in this world no more. I don't
Oh, okay, we're on the air. Okay. John, I was hoping you would continue to play that the whole time. All right, hi, it's Dr. Lori Kirsch. You're listening to Animals Today. I just love that song. Right, Peter?
Yep.
I'm an ape man. So what's going on?
Well, you know, in the dog toy test lab, we've been looking at a couple of products that I guess we can now recommend.
Oh, yeah.
They're both chew toys. The first one is called the Original Tuffy. This is a soft toy, but it's very durable, many layers, very strong stitching. We happen to be trying this sort of washable disc, and our two dogs like it very much. It's pretty good one.
Right.
It's tough.
Right. It is tough when normally a toy in our house would last, no more than 10 minutes.
Right.
Right. This did last 24 or 48 hours.
No, longer than that.
Okay.
For
normal dogs, it will last long.
Yeah.
It's a great, durable toy, and it's soft.
Right.
So it's okay for their teeth.
And then we have another set of toys from Bionic.
Yeah.
These are a special kind of rubber.
Love
it. And we have a series of shapes from them. We have a ball. We have a stuffer, a bone, and a toss and tug toy. And this rubber really is tough. One of our dogs, as you know, has very sharp teeth, very strong jaw, and these are lasting.
Yeah.
So we will recommend Bionic toys, bionicplay.com, and mydogtoy.com.
Good.
Tuffy.
Thank you.
Interesting test laboratory we've got developing.
No. The testers enjoy it.
The testers enjoy it. As long as they are. Don't do psychiatric tests. We're fine here.
Okay? So what's going on?
So how stiff should a sentence be if you're a teenager convicted of abusing animals? Well,
stiff, very stiff.
Two teens.
Oh, don't tell me.
Abused some kittens. This is in Las Vegas. Each made a plea deal admitting to one count of a felony animal cruelty in order to have the other charges dropped. So the deal was they've been in custody for 20 days. They have to remain in custody for 10 more days, and then they'll be under house arrest until school starts. They have to be monitored by GPS, subject to random drug tests, require 200 hours of community service each, including working at the animal control in Clark County. Write letters of apology to an animal welfare organization.
That's good.
Want more?
Yes, I want more.
Undergo counseling and are not allowed access to weapons or driver's licenses.
How about not allowed access to any more animals?
That goes.
Okay. And
plus, there's more. So a pretty stiff sentence.
Okay, good.
So there you go.
They should go after the parents, too.
Well, that's a good point. I don't have information about the parents.
Okay. I like that.
I figured.
I like that.
More fun San Francisco news. You know, there's always something new happening in the animal world in San Francisco. And a proposal to find homes for needy dogs is being floated. They're calling this program WOOF, which is an acronym. Let me see what it's called. Wonderful Opportunities for Occupants and Fidos, WOOF.
Okay.
And they want to match animals with people who are homeless, basically.
Okay.
And they are people who are in sort of group homes. They're not actually on the street, but they want to get them to work together and to, I guess, help each other.
What do you think about that?
Well, it sounds fine to me. It's being opposed, though,
by whom?
By PETA.
Yeah, wow.
They think it might put the animals at risk, and the dogs won't be able to tell if they're being scolded or randomly screamed at. They're concerned about some of the mental illness in the homeless population.
Okay.
So we'll see where that goes. PETA offered to pay $10,000 to end the program, which is the amount of funding it has so far, but that's been declined.
Wow.
Tell you what happens to WOOF.
Okay.
In the dog allergy update news, okay, there's a new scientific study published in the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology, so a reputable medical journal, looking at the allergen levels. Can F1, which is the major dog allergen, and they compared alleged hypoallergenic dogs, such as Labradoodles, Poodles, Spanish Water Dogs, and Airedale Terriers, compared to the non-hypoallergenic dogs like Labrador Retrievers and Control Dogs. And they looked at the coat samples, and they looked at samples from the homes that these dogs lived in, and found no difference
between
the groups.
I knew it.
So
anyone who claims they have an allergy towards dogs
and needs a hypoallergenic dog,
right,
is barking up the wrong tree. something like that.
Right.
So we'll see where this goes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Mm.
Because, yeah, you know, this whole allergy thing, okay, maybe there's real dog. I acknowledge it. Maybe. And maybe this study is not the last word on the thing. But some people think they have allergies, and they don't.
They really don't.
And that contributes to the breeding deal.
It absolutely does.
Right. So more work needs to be done here. So
right, right.
More swabs need to be swabbed.
Or they just claim they have allergies for dogs because they don't like dogs. People do that too.
That's right.
You know?
So if you have a service dog on a plane and you're sitting next to someone who claims to be allergic, I mean, who wins that battle of airplane contest?
Yeah. What if it's a service pony?
Service pony.
Or service salamander?
I know.
What do you do then?
You know, if you could get one of those little vests and you put it on your salamander, you get a fake note from your doctor.
Oh, that's so that the salamander comforts me.
And you keep it on your shoulder.
Right. Otherwise, I'd be very anxious to fly.
Right.
Yeah.
In Hong Kong.
As long as it's not a parrot that screams things like, we're crashing, or there's a terrorist sitting next to you.
That's
okay.
Right.
Okay.
That would not go so well.
Go ahead. Okay. Sorry to interrupt.
In Hong Kong, a popular bird market has been shut down. You can go buy, it's a popular tourist spot, you can go buy birds that are caged, hundreds of them. Well, a swab there found H5N1 avian flu virus in one of the stalls. So all the birds are going to be killed.
Oh, my God.
So that's what you get when you crowd birds together. I don't know.
Yeah.
But what a mess.
Yeah, it's terrible.
That you create a market and then you surveil it and you find the virus and you kill all the birds.
Yeah.
So.
Thanks, Peter.
You're welcome.
And thank you for listening to Animals Today. Why don't you tell our listeners our website to visit?
Okay, there are a couple of websites. First of all, the show is sponsored by Advancing the Interests of Animals, AIAnimals.org. And then you want to go to animalstodayradio.com.
Okay. Thank you so much. And this is Dr. Lori Kirshner encouraging you to nurture your love and compassion for the only other beings sharing our planet, the animals.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks, so please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.
With IRN, USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson. People in Aurora, Colorado are planning a prayer vigil for the victims in Friday's theater shooting. 12 people were killed and 58 people were wounded in the attack at a midnight movie showing. According to NATO, a person wearing an Afghan National Security Force uniform turned his weapon on civilian contractors working with the U.S.-led military coalition in western Afghanistan. The terrorist attack killed 3 people. The military coalition says the gunman was killed during the attack. So far this year, 26 foreign troops have been killed by people dressed in uniforms. Explosions have killed 16 people and wounded dozens in 2 Sunni towns in southern Iraq. Officials in one town say 2 car bombs exploded.